Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Fellowship. The word fellowship derived from the word fellow. So there is no ship without a fellow. God is good. So I said, I want to give my own meaning of the word fellowship rather than the lexicon meaning. So you want to hear my revelation of the word fellowship. The word fellowship to me means to forget one's problem and create new alliances. The word fellowship to me means forging lasting relationship and leaving a mark in this world for others to see. Somebody shout fellowship. Fellowship. It is godly and definitely divinely instructed for the kingdom. Did you hear that? It is godly and infinitely divinely instructed for the kingdom. There is no kingdom to gain without fellowship. Something that I've learned in college years ago when I did communication, and it's that one cannot not communicate. Did you hear that? You cannot not communicate. So even when you see a mad person, a person that is insane, he or she is either talking to a tree or some form of object or another person of his kind. Why? Because we were created to communicate, and there can be no fellowship without communication. Are you with me? So where are you going with this, senior pastor, you may ask? And I want you to get on the screen for me, Mr. Engineer. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John 1. And I hope by now that we are all kingdom minded. I hope by now we are not just living our lives carelessly. I have come to a cognizant decision in my life that I will not just work and pay bills and then die. Are you listening to me? I said, I have come to a cognizant decision. I have made a cognizant decision that I will not work and pay pills and then die. Because that is not fellowship. That is no quality of life. Oh Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Let your neighbor tell your neighbor to wake up. Call someone, tell them to tune into this broadcast. Because this is not the kind of fellowship that God has designed. Oh Lord, I praise you. Listen to John, 1 John 1, reading from the verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, and the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Now get me back to the first one. Because that was a long verse. That which we have seen from the beginning. John is talking about the Messiah. We have seen him. We have heard him. Our eyes have beheld him. We looked upon him. In other words, he did not just pass by and you cleansed him through your peripheral vision. You looked upon him. Not only that, but we handled him. We touch him. We break bread with him. We sat at the table with him. And he have manifested himself. Anybody love God? He didn't keep it a secret as to who he was and what he was able to do. He manifested himself, not a neighbor, and said, if you are a son of God, manifest yourself. Come on, look at that neighbor. Say, neighbor, I'm looking at you. Manifest. And he did not just manifest himself, but we have seen it. He healed the blind. He healed the layman at the pool of Bethesda. Mandobokondiasa. He took 3 little fishes and 5 loaves of bread and he fed over 5,000. That they had to pick up 12 baskets of leftovers. Somebody shout, manifest. Kondarabasandi anarabosokondobosi. And when we saw it, we bear witness with it. You know, it's a crazy thing when believers come together and another believer move in the anointing of God, and you can't be a witness with it. That's why it's not a good thing to play the fake game. Because the minute you start faking something, honey, somebody know you're faking. Because if your wire is live, it ought to send out some sparks. Oh Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody nudge your neighbor, say, don't touch me with that raw wire. Or somebody ought to bless God in this house. I said somebody ought to bless God in this house. I said somebody ought to bless God. If you're listening to the word of the Lord, you ought to bless God right where you are. If you are bearing witness with the word of the Lord right now, magnify the Lord. And while we bear witness, that's why we are here, to show unto you that eternal life. Now John is speaking to save folks. I'm standing here today to show you the way to eternal life. It's one thing to be saved, it's another thing to secure yourself in that eternal rest. Come on and say amen. Which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. So Christ was with the Father, the Word was with the Father, and the Word came among men. The song says he came down to my level when I couldn't get up to his. He loves us so much, he came down to our level. Now watch how sometimes we can hardly stand each other, yet we claim that he lives within us. Oh honey, we need to stop the line and get repenting. Because let me tell you something. Yeshua knew that Judas would betray him, yet he selected him. He was one of the 12, and he ate with him every day, and up until the day of betrayal. Can you imagine that?
Your Uncle Ike.
He came. He leave Lucifer here. Do you know that he had power to destroy Lucifer? Time is the master of all things. Now, nudge your neighbor and say, let's get along. Because there is a time for every man. Lord God, only you could be God. I would not want anybody here to be God for 1 second. I would not want Apostle Jamil Gale to play God for a second. And you would not want me to play God for a second. So only God could be God. And I'm learning day by day how to humble myself and know that there is no God save Yahweh. Merciful, loving, and kind. Quick to forgive. Wink at our ignorance. That said, there is no God save Yahweh. Manda no double second. Because I see that God is taking me to a new place. Now I ask you the question, are you coming with me? I said, are you coming with me? Because I have come to a place, and I come to find out that it's not about the amount of tongues you can speak. I've come to a place, and I quickly realize Joshua. Not by works of righteousness. Lest any man should boast. What is he saying? He's saying, Sister Privet, you bake every week and we all get our treats. Oh, what a wonderful deaconess that is. Oh, you get here, Brother Gene, early every Sabbath. You open the door early every Sabbath. My brother, I'm here to tell you, it's only a work. It can't save you. It can't get you there. But I'm here today, standing at the oracle of God. If you're listening to me by way of radio, I am standing. And I'm here to let you know, if you're gonna make it into God's kingdom, you've got to humble yourself and know that there is only one God, holy and righteous, because our righteousness are but like filthy rags. Not a neighbor, call a friend and say stop the bossing. You can't save yourself. Who am I talking to? My family the other day. And I had no idea of cruise from Rivera Beach to the Bahamas. I went to Greece and we went on a 3 days cruise, and that ship carries 1,500. The cruise my family and I went on the other day, that ship carries 4,500. I could not walk out from one end of the ship to the next. I couldn't run the entire track field that they have on the cruise ship. Are you listening to me? And I stood there on my balcony one evening, and God began to reason with me, and I got a word that it's gonna take me weeks to work on so I can bring it to you. It's that big. It's bigger than the ship. But I say this to you, when I stood there, one of the things that God said to me, God said, I want you to understand something. I'm not just pleased with churchgoers. God would let me know that you are standing in a city on the sea, and it is built by man. Because I, God, have given man the wisdom to build a city on the sea. And he said, I am pleased. So I realized that the engineers are qualified by heaven. Some of them might be as high as a kite, puffing weed from sunrise to sundown. But it is God's creation. God created for a person, for a purpose, for a reason. Oh, you're not even with me right. When God finished creation, he said, it is good. Yeah. He wasn't talking about us because we came to church. He was talking about the ability to create. I create a powerful being. called man, saith the Lord. And God is pleased. While I was on the ship, I saw an advertisement about another ship that would probably make three times of the ship I was on. Oh, you can book a suite, a two-bedroom suite on this ship, upstairs and downstairs. The living room of that suite is bigger than my house. The TV that is in that suite is about 100. What is it? Width? Inches. Thank you. My husband and I, we lay there in our bed going in awe. And I said, and when, you know, can I tell you something? Yeah. And let me say this, only men that are foolish, stupid, nincompoops, declare that the Bible is fallacies. Because when you looked at what God showed to John, and when I saw what men are able to do, my God has a great city. To find out how these cruise ship recruits, before you get off, they try to get you to book, and they let you book at a low rate to guarantee you coming back. I don't know about you, baby, and maybe some of you may never book a cruise vacation, but I'm booked for a cruise ship that earth has never seen. Every night, we have an assigned dining table with our number on it. No one else can sit at that dining table but us, because it's assigned to us. So one night, I said to my waiter, I said, I want you to go to the kitchen and go find out what the Jamaican chefs are eating for dinner. He said, I'll be right back. And he came back and he said, they're cooking. Oh, they're having for dinner tonight, cowfoot stew. I said, I said, well, I want some of that. Two big basins, two big dish. The next night, I said, what are they cooking back there? He said, brown stew beef. I'm not a beef person, so I was gonna say, nah. But my husband said, oh, tell him to send it. And it came. Well, I tell you something, it was that good, I had to backslide on the beef. My son said, so we're trying to book a private dining, but what they were offering, there are just too many things that we are not supposed to eat. So they said, we will send you a chef that can customize your menu. So when the fellow came, we begin to have fellowship, because he was a Peter. And I already had two Peters sitting at the table. So now we have three Peters. Somebody shout the power of three. So when he talked nicely about what he's going to do, blah, 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 we then ask our waiter, what is on the menu for this dining room? It was the same thing he was going to give to us. I said, nah, no, we're not paying $80 per person to come have what we can have for free. Does that make sense? So my son said, I know what you can make for me. He said, what? Name it. My son said, cornmeal porridge. And right there, he picked up his phone and he called. He said, yo, boss, have any cornmeal back there? And the other fella said, one pack. He said, hold it for me. So the next day, we had cornmeal porridge. Oh, you could just taste the coconut. Anybody hungry right now? Ooh, Lord. This is the best cornmeal porridge I've ever had. But the point I'm making is this. In this takeoff, in this fellowship, there ain't no hookups. You have only one hookup, and his name is Yeshua. Hello, 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 hello. But your neighbor said no special treatment. Not another neighbor, call a friend and tell them, said in that city, there will be no night there. Oh, call somebody and tell them it's going to be one long Sabbath day rest. Somebody shout fellowship. Let me get back to the word. If you're just tuning in, we're in the book of 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. That which you have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. What a sweet fellowship when we're all heading the same direction. What a sweet fellowship when we have one motive. What a sweet fellowship when we all desire to keep the commandments of the Lord. Love, love, love. Forget everything else. Forget everything else. Focus on the commandment of love. Because it profits you. You can't keep the Sabbath if you don't have any love. And if you fast and pray and there is no love in your heart, you just starved yourself. Come on, come on, come on, come on, talk with me. So that which we have heard and that which we have seen, we declare unto you. Can I tell you what they have seen? That Christ is the Son of the living God. We have seen the signs, the miracles, and the wonders. He is for real. He walk on water. He is for real. Come on now. That we may have fellowship with you. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Now listen to this kind of fellowship. Now this is not the kind of fellowship. The fellowship I'm preaching about is not the kind of fellowship where you invite your friends to come over and you party and play music and drink. I'm talking about a kind of fellowship where we all come together believing the same God. When we come together to have fellowship, and you tell me, you said, you know, I'm just going through this. I'm having a hard time. I said, really? I said, honey, let's fix it. The word fellowship to me means to forget one's problem and create new alliances. The word fellowship to me means forging lasting relationship and leaving a mark in this world for others to see.
If you would like a copy of the